Hi, Jorge. Welcome. This walkthrough was built for you and Capone's USA, from what you told us. I mean, picture a typical Monday morning, right?
Oh boy, yeah.
You get this massive high-margin client order sitting in your inbox, but it's completely buried.
Right, under what, 45 routine emails?
Exactly, just asking for basic updates, plus three misspelled vendor invoices, and a handful of just totally dead-end leads. By the time your team actually digs out that critical order, I mean, hours have passed.
And the momentum is completely lost.
Yeah. Based on your answers, that scenario isn't just some hypothetical nightmare. It's a recurring operational friction point.
And it's quietly draining capital and morale at Capone's USA.
So our entire goal today is to walk directly with you through the custom AI integration plan we've designed to eliminate that exact friction. Everything we're about to discuss is built entirely around the realities you shared with us.
And I really want to set the tone for this right out of the gate, because when you hear AI integration, it's easy to picture this overwhelming tech overhaul.
Right, like you have to rip out your existing infrastructure and just start from scratch.
Exactly. But we are absolutely not doing that. This is a strategic evolution. What's fascinating here is how your answers revealed very specific, isolated operational bottlenecks within Capone's USA.
Yeah, you didn't describe a broken business at all.
No, you described a successful business struggling under the weight of its own data processing. AI is uniquely positioned to act as a precision tool to solve those exact issues.
Without disrupting the core elements that make Capone's USA so successful to begin with.
Right.
Okay, let's unpack this because I think the best way to visualize this upcoming AI integration is to compare it to hiring a highly specialized, entirely tireless digital strike team.
I love that analogy.
And I use that term lightly. We aren't talking about installing a piece of generic out-of-the-box software that you have to figure out how to use.
No, think of this as a bespoke workforce designed specifically for Capone's USA's unique needs.
It's like a tactical unit. Each of these agents has a very specific operational mandate. They deploy seamlessly into the background, execute their tasks autonomously, and then just report back.
That framing is so crucial because it emphasizes the specialization. To see how that strike team operates in the real world, we need to look at the first wave of this deployment.
Your frontline defense.
Exactly. Based on what you told us about your most immediate pain points, we are deploying a trio of operational agents strictly focused on stopping the administrative bleeding.
So let's start right at the front door of your business with the first agent. This one tackles client inquiry routing and lead triage.
Right, because before you can start strategizing for next year, you have to get today's inbox under control.
From your answers, it was incredibly clear that just figuring out who needs to talk to whom is eating up massive amounts of manual time. You and your team are basically acting as human traffic cops for digital data.
Which is an incredible waste of human intellect. So the first agent acts as your dedicated, intelligent frontline responder.
Using natural language processing, right?
Yeah, NLP. It doesn't just look for basic keywords. It actually reads the semantic intent behind every incoming email or form submission.
Oh, wow. So if someone writes in with a vague question, the AI actually understands the context.
It does. It instantly scores the priority of the request, filters out the spam and the noise, and routes it. It knows the difference between a high-value, fully qualified lead that needs to go to your desk immediately and a low-tier inquiry that can go to a junior team member.
So instead of logging into a chaotic inbox, you log into a pre-sorted, prioritized action list.
Exactly.
But it doesn't stop there. Once those leads are sorted, there is just a massive amount of paperwork generated.
Oh, yeah.
In your answers, you detailed some pretty severe workflow bottlenecks around document processing and repetitive data entry.
The administrative heavy lifting, this is where the second agent deploys. Traditional software relies on rigid templates, you know?
Right, so if an invoice changes its layout by half an inch, the whole thing breaks.
And then a human has to step in and fix it. That's why you've been stuck doing manual data entry. But Agent 2 uses vision models and semantic optical character recognition to read documents the way a human does.
Meaning it understands the context of the document.
Exactly. It understands that amount due, total, and final balance all mean the exact same thing, regardless of where they are printed on the page.
That is wild.
You can feed it messy, unstructured data, vendor invoices, PDFs, even handwritten client notes. It automatically extracts the critical variables and updates your internal systems instantly.
So no one on the Capone's USA team ever has to manually copy and paste a data point again, which brings a level of speed that humans just can't match.
Never again.
And that leads directly into the third operational agent, This one is engineered to handle immediate customer support and FAQ resolution.
Because you told us exactly how much time gets burned answering the exact same routine questions day in and day out.
Agent 3 is deployed to engage with those common inquiries 24/7.
And it does this using a framework called Retrieval Augmented Generation.
Okay, what does that actually mean for Jorge?
That is a technical way of saying this agent is strictly anchored to Capone's USA's specific operational manual. It isn't pulling random answers from the internet.
It's searching only the secure database of rules, pricing, and policies that you have explicitly approved.
Right, and if it doesn't know the answer, it intelligently escalates the ticket to a human.
But hold on, let me push back on this for a second. I know this is a massive concern for business owners when they start automating the front line.
Sure, what is it?
Well, you have spent years building a reputation for high-touch service. By putting three digital agents between the client and the team, are we risking making Capone's USA's processes feel too robotic?
That's a fair point.
Like, if a high-value client reaches out and gets intercepted by an AI, aren't they going to feel like they are being brushed off?
If the AI were deployed poorly, absolutely. But let's look at the actual mechanics of what we are building from your answers. The triage agent doesn't send an automated, robotic reply to a high-value client. Its entire job is to recognize that high-value client and instantly bypass the queue.
Putting them directly in front of you, faster than if they had been waiting in a crowded inbox.
Exactly. The AI handles the mundane stuff in the background. The billing address updates, the password resets, the basic order tracking.
I see. So it's essentially taking the noise out of the system.
It is clearing the runway. By taking that mind-numbing, repetitive volume off your plate, you and your team actually have the energy and time to focus on the nuanced interactions that truly require a human connection.
Because empathy requires bandwidth.
Yes. If your team is exhausted from manual data entry, they can't provide high-touch service anyway. This raises an important question. How does a growing business like Capone's USA handle a massive, aggressive increase in volume without letting the quality of service collapse?
You can't just keep throwing human payroll at the problem. Eventually, the margins just disappear.
Exactly. You handle that volume by letting this first wave of agents act as your structural foundation.
They process the sheer quantity of unstructured data and turn it into structured, usable information. And that transition is vital.
It really is.
So with that operational bleeding stopped, let's shift our focus to the next phase. We're moving out of day-to-day survival mode and moving into long-term scalability.
This is where we deploy the strategic brain of the operation.
Right, the fourth, fifth, and sixth agents.
The first three agents create stability, but these next three create acceleration. They don't just exist in a vacuum, you know?
They feed directly off the clean, structured data that the first wave is now producing.
Right, creating a fully interconnected ecosystem that aligns perfectly with the aggressive future growth goals you outlined in your answers.
So let's look at the mechanics of Agent 4. This one is purely dedicated to predictive analytics and resource forecasting.
Because the first wave of agents is now smoothly processing all your daily operational data, Agent 4 has a massive, clean data set to analyze.
It uses time series forecasting models to look at the ebb and flow of your business.
It isn't just looking at what happened yesterday. It is identifying hidden seasonal trends, vendor delays, or buying patterns in your historical data.
To forecast exactly what resources you'll need next quarter, it totally removes the guesswork from your supply chain and your staffing.
You aren't reacting to a sudden spike in demand anymore. Agent 4 has already seen the statistical probability of that spike and alerted you to prepare.
And it hands those insights directly to Agent 5, which turns that data into revenue.
Yes.
From what you told us, improving client lifetime value and retention is a massive priority for Capone's USA.
Oh, absolutely. So Agent 5 takes the predictive data and drives hyper-personalized marketing and client retention at scale.
This is where we move beyond basic generic email blasts, right?
Way beyond. Agent 5 monitors client behavior. Say the data shows a client usually reorders every 6 months, and we are at month 5.
Okay.
Agent 5 automatically generates a highly specific, customized follow-up campaign tailored to that specific client's past purchasing history.
It handles the ongoing client communications precisely when they are statistically most likely to convert.
And it does this for every single client simultaneously, completely automatically.
It's treating every client like they are the only client.
Exactly.
And finally, sitting at the top of this ecosystem is Agent 6. This agent is your autonomous financial and ROI tracker.
It constantly aggregates the multi-agent telemetry. Basically, it watches how fast the other agents are working, how much time they are saving, and how many leads are converting.
It visualizes all of this in a real-time overhead dashboard, giving you a continuous read on the operational health of Capone's USA.
It tells you where your margins are expanding and where you might need to adjust strategy. You never have to wait for an end-of-month accounting report to know if a campaign is profitable.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because the true power of this integration isn't just what each of these individual agents can do in isolation.
No, not at all.
It's the compounding efficiency when agents 4, 5, and 6 start communicating with each other and with the frontline agents.
Think of it like a perfectly tuned orchestra.
Oh, I like that.
You have the operational agents acting as the rhythm section, you know, the drums and the bass. They are constantly laying down a steady, reliable beat, generating structured data, keeping Capone's USA stable and on time.
But these strategic agents are the melody. They take that underlying rhythm and use it to improvise.
Exactly. Actively driving the business forward, anticipating the next note in the market before it even needs to be played.
It creates a closed-loop system of continuous improvement.
The frontline gathers the raw data, the strategic brain analyzes it and executes a new campaign, and the dashboard measures the success.
Which then refines how the frontline gathers data tomorrow.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of your industry standing, this strategy fundamentally redefines your competitive advantage.
Because while your competitors are still bogged down, paying humans to do manual data entry,
and constantly reacting to client complaints.
Right, Capone's USA will be operating from a posture of total proactivity.
You are literally engineering a system that anticipates client needs miles ahead of the rest of the market.
And that posture is exactly what translates to the bottom line. So what does this all mean? Let's move from the functional technical capabilities into the actual tangible ROI picture.
Let's do it.
Because we know that at the end of the day, you aren't integrating this technology just for the sake of having a cool high-tech back office.
Right. This is a highly calculative business decision designed to yield a return.
Let's break down exactly what that return looks like based on your answers.
You provided clear details regarding your current monthly expenditures. Specifically, the sheer percentage of payroll dedicated to routine administrative tasks, manual data routing, and putting out basic operational fires.
Yeah, it's a lot.
By deploying the first three agents to eliminate the manual hours spent on lead triage, document extraction, and basic support, we are effectively removing the most inefficient layer of your overhead.
You were instantly gaining back hundreds of operational hours across your team every single month.
Exactly.
So when you translate those saved hours and that reclaimed capital into real-world impact for Capone's USA, what does it actually look like on the ground?
It means agility.
It means that the capital you were previously bleeding out just to maintain the status quo can now be immediately injected into offensive maneuvers.
You can fund aggressive new marketing campaigns, expand your physical footprint, or accelerate new product development.
And you can do it without having to hire a massive new layer of administrative middle management to support it.
Exactly. You decouple your growth from your headcount.
That's huge.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the true ROI we are talking about here isn't just found on a spreadsheet.
Right.
Yes, cutting overhead costs and increasing margins is fantastic. But the most profound return on this investment is the reallocation of your own mental bandwidth.
You are the visionary behind Capone's USA.
Every hour you spend trying to untangle a messed up vendor invoice or figuring out which sales rep should call which lead is an hour you are not spending steering the ship.
Your mental energy needs to be relentlessly protected and laser focused on high level strategic growth. That is the ultimate value proposition.
You aren't just buying a software package. You are quite literally buying back your own time so you can act as the architect of the business rather than the janitor.
Precisely. You step out of the engine room and back onto the bridge.
So I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over as we wrap up this phase of the plan. Once these six agents are fully deployed, talking to each other and handling the daily friction of Capone's USA.
Yeah.
Once that massive ROI in time, capital, and mental bandwidth is fully realized, what is the very first impossible project your business will finally have the runway to tackle?
I absolutely love that question. It shifts the entire perspective from survival to dominance. Well, Jorge, thank you for listening to this deep dive. Your next step is to open the written playbook and complete the qualifier page so we can get this integration moving. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, Jorge. We can't wait to see what Capone's USA builds next.